Okay, we're back here on Losers Ever, the Derek Shapiro Show, episode number 39. One episode away from number 40, 11 episodes away from 50. Can you believe that? And now Rich Production Radio here on Losers Ever, the Derek Shapiro Show. We have Iris Isoa, of course, my new co-host, of course. We just did the prank on her friend Renita. That went awesome, didn't it? Huh?
It did.
Yes, bring your phony calls back. So tell me, Iris, now, of course, you sing over here, Rich Productions, of course.
I do.
And how's it feel to be here with the Richmond brothers?
It's a love and hate relationship.
Yes. Tell me, is it more love or is it more hate?
No, it's more love. I love these guys.
Yes. Now, of course, I mean, you're writing on Pete, you know what I'm saying? Trying to give him a tattoo with your pen, of course, you know? why did you pick Rich Productions?
You know what? I think Rich Productions actually picked me.
Really? Yeah. How did they find you?
It was just all a coincidence of fate. My financial aid advisor recorded here, and he wanted me to sing on one of his songs.
Financial aid advisor?
Yes, at my college.
What school was this?
Kennesaw State.
Oh, you still go to there now?
Yes.
Okay, what are you studying? Space?
No. I'm getting my master's.
You get your master's. All right. And so, and what are you studying?
Communication.
Okay, so that's why you're my new co-host on my radio show.
Exactly. Yes.
So maybe you could tell me what to do. How many years have you been doing communications for?
Quite a while. About maybe 4 or 5.
4 or 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Why does it take that long?
Take that long to do what?
Communication.
To get a degree or to communicate?
Well, both.
Get a degree can take quite a while. Don't believe that 4-year plan, people. It's a lie.
I did the 1-year program at New England Tech back in Warwick, Rhode Island, where I'm from, Rhode Island. And actually, the day this debuts, I'll be in Rhode Island with my parents, actually.
Okay.
But I went to school for 1 year for communications, New England Tech, and then I decided not to go anymore. So to hire somebody to do a form, you know, the work, you know.
That's what I'm here for.
Exactly. See, that's what Iris is here for. So tell me, how'd you get the beautiful name Iris?
My mom.
Really? So yes, your mom has good taste, because I like that. So is it true that the Goo Goo Dolls named the song Iris after you?
I don't think so, but you know, I like to believe they did. Yes. It makes me feel good.
Yes. and tell me, I think that, you know, I mean, I think I have a thing with women's feet. You know,
oh,
you
Lord.
Don't want to mention this, but you have the beautiful Lord. Feet in the business, okay? Now tell me, how do you get beautiful feet like this? I mean, you can't see it over here. Of course, you can't see it, but this is audio. But, of course, how do you get beautiful feet?
You know what's funny? My friends would beg to differ. They think I have horrendous feet, actually.
No, I have horrendous feet. I mean, I can take off my sneakers right now when you and Reed Pete would run out of the building right now. I mean, you know. You have beautiful feet.
I just try to moisturize.
I bet your feet don't stink at all.
Moisturization. I don't think they stink.
See? They don't. They don't. Pete, repeat. What do you think? What do you think about Iris's feet? On a scale of 1 to 10.
Peter, shut up. Peter, you better shut up.
He said, come on. I think they're a 10, Iris. Okay.
This is why we have a love-hate relationship here.
Yes. Pete says it's a hate relation.
I love you too,
Now, Iris, tell me about, now you've been doing a lot of collabos with Bari, of course. Bari,
yes, I am his number one fan.
Why are you his number one fan?
Because Bari is an all-around artist. He's very talented. He's very gifted. And
yes,
he genuinely cares about people.
Yes, he does.
And that's what I like about him.
So, what does your music represent?
My music represents me, it represents women, it represents just humankind, because I write about what I go through. So if I don't experience it, I can't really write about it. So none of my music is false.
So what have you gone through?
A lot.
So bad, good, like what's the most...
Been through the bad, the good, the ugly.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the good thing now. What's the most best thing that happened to you in your life? Other than being the co-host of my show.
Best thing that's happened to me in my life, my little sister. Having a little sister.
How old is she?
She is 10 years old.
And she lives here in Atlanta too?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do with her? Where do you go out? Where do you take her out?
We go to the movies. She loves to go to the movies. Go to the mall. Go out to eat.
So as a 10-year-old, what is she like? Like what's some of the artists that she likes?
She likes Hannah Montana.
Oh yeah, that's not my daughter.
High School Musical people.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Just like the Jonas Brothers.
I don't think she's a big fan of the Jonas Brothers.
And as an artist, who do you look up to as a musician?
I look up to Mariah Carey. Look up to Erykah Badu.
Okay.
I love Estelle.
Oh, Estelle, okay.
Chrisette Michelle, she's one of my favorites.
Okay.
And I hope I'm not forgetting. Oh, Jasmine Sullivan.
Okay.
She's my new favorite. I really, really like her.
Tell me about this new song I'm going to be hearing from you.
Which one are you playing first?
Whatever that you want to play first.
You can play Release.
Release, okay.
Yeah, Release.
What's this about?
Release is funny. Release is about, if you listen closely, the chorus is really happy, upgoing, but the verses are talking about, you know, what you may be going through in the present, mm-hmm. and why you need that release. It's just saying, you know, the chorus says, I'm going to laugh my tears away. I'm going to dance till I can't feel the pain again. I'm going to let it go. So whatever happened to you that day, that week, that month, your whole life, whatever, you're taking this time to really just let it go.
Okay, so it's not just Release about passing gas. That's good.
No. I mean, if you want to do that, that's fine. Part of life, whatever. No.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to play Release now here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, because I'm losing it right now. We're taping this on the 4th of July, so happy 4th of July, everybody.
Happy 4th. Yes.
But when this airs, this will be July 15th. I'll be in Rhode Island then for a week to the 22nd. But here's Release by Iris, followed by Tiffany from the 80s, of course, with her new song, If Only, here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, coming back with Iris in just
a
moment.
Hey, Iris, you know what? I think we just need to go out and just get crazy, drunk, and just, you know what I mean? Get rid of all our inhibitions, you know what I mean? It's party. Release, you know?
Barry B, we salute you. What up? Primo, greatest rapper alive to me.
The darkness consumes me, it's making it hard to breathe, breathe, breathe. Tell me, how can I smile when I feel like I'm dying within? This illusion's feeding my mind. Feels like I'm running out of time. I'm taking off all the masks, I'm letting go of the past. Scarlet red drips from my veins. What's wrong with me that I imagine such things? And if only for a moment, let there be peace. And how can I live with this pain? I don't have the strength to conquer this shame. And if only for a moment, let there be peace. And tell me, did you know that I still won't let it go? And just maybe you're still flying free. If only. Tell me why I'm left here alone. I search for your voice, but I should have known that if only for a moment you'd be with me. And change the way you were torn away from me, I would never let you go. I burn away the plans we made, pretending to believe that I am not afraid. Tell me, did you know that I let it go? And just maybe you're still flying free. Tell me, did you know that I still can let you go? And just maybe
we are back with Iris, Isoa, of course. And I like your name Isoa. Do you sew?
No.
No, you don't sew.
Actually, you know what? I take that back. I do sew just a little bit.
Really? So maybe you can sew a button on my shirt that's coming on Moose after this.
I rarely sew for other people. Yeah.
Who do you sew for?
Myself.
You said for other people. I'm other people, aren't I?
I said I rarely sew for other people.
Oh, you rarely sew for
them. Yeah, because okay. If you don't like it, then, you know, I don't want anybody yelling at me.
I like it. I like it. So, tell me about, where do you, have you done a lot of performances here in Atlanta so far?
I haven't done a lot, but I've done a good amount.
Okay, where do you like to perform?
Cafe 290. That's my favorite place to perform.
Why?
The setting is just very intimate. It's a kind of like a jazz type feel. Right. They have a big band, so you can. It's just a different feel when you sing to a band than when you just sing to recorded music. It's just livelier.
And where are they located?
They're actually on Roswell Sandy Springs Road.
In Marietta?
Yes.
Okay. And what other place do you like to perform at?
Let's see. What other? Apache.
Okay.
I haven't performed there yet, but I want to.
Okay, that is a good place. I'm telling you, that is an excellent place.
I heard it's a good place.
I mean, Bari, is that one of Bari's favorite places? I think it would be good for you.
And let's not forget La Pacino's. Was that restaurant we performed at the other week?
Oh, Pacanas.
Pacanas.
Okay, tell me about that experience.
That was quite fun.
Yes. Why was that fun for you?
It was, you know. I just love to perform, so anything that has to do with performing, I love it. So that was fun because it was a different element.
And of course, you write your own music.
I do. I write all of my own songs.
How long does it take from when you hear a beat and to put the lyrics to it? How long does it take the process?
It really just what I do usually when I hear a beat is I listen to the beat over and over. That's the only CD in my car, and I just wait for something to hit me. So sometimes it can take, you hear the beat, and it can be maybe like 10 minutes, and you have a whole song, and then sometimes it can take days.
Really?
Just depending on, what you're going through, what you're trying to convey, and, how you want the song to come out.
Okay.
So it varies.
All right, well, we're going to hear your next song. Now, what's your next song called?
My next song is called Mr. Indecisive.
Mr.?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Indecisive.
Yeah.
So who is this Mr. in the song, Indecisive?
I don't want to give him any shine or a spotlight, so we won't say a name.
Okay. Why is he indecisive?
Well, you know what? Really, I wrote the song particularly from an experience that I went through. But then after talking to a lot of people, it's an experience that a lot of people go through. Just some people are indecisive. They don't know what they really want, or they get what they really want and they don't know how to treat it.
So they know how to treat you?
Some people.
Now, before we play the song, now you said the best experience, the best thing that happened to you was your sister. What's the worst thing that ever happened?
Worst thing that ever happened. I'm trying to think.
Wait, I put her on the spot. See, me, Derek Shapiro, put her on the spot here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. But what's the worst thing to happen? That you got to get through in your music to that's self therapeutic.
I think that the thing I'm gonna get through with my music, I think, is maybe being giving yourself emotionally, being vulnerable, and not having it reciprocated.
So how does that happen to you, being vulnerable and not getting reciprocated?
Or just being hurt, or maybe expecting something from a situation that doesn't turn out that way, or just feeling like you were kicked down and trying to rise above it, a stronger, tougher, wiser person.
All right. Well, I do thank you for letting me interview in this past segment, of course. And here's Mr. Indecisive. We'll come back. Then we'll play At It Again by Who Dem from Providence, Rhode Island, of course. And then we'll come back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, episode number 39. Be back with Ryan Cabrera.
Still don't know which way you wanna go with this. You act like the world is crumbling down when you hear the word commitment. You wanna have your cake and eat it too, and I've been foolishly allowing you to do whatever the hell you wanna do with my heart, but it all stops here.
So Mr. Indecisive, what you wanna do? Mr. Let's be together, now let's just be cool. Mr. One foot in, one foot out.
Oh, so long, what's our final destination?
Now,
tell me, what do you expect of me? I've been giving you the best.
best of me. Can't believe that you're still questioning. I need an answer now.
So Mr. Inside Shit, what you wanna do? Mr. Let's be together. Now let's just be cool. Mr. One foot in, one foot out. Hey, tell me what's this all about? Right in front of you. So what you wanna do?
Out the equation, I'll fall back so hard. Cause I will not be a part of your flip-flopping. Time's tick-tocking, tick-tocking, and you ain't talking, you ain't saying nothing. So Mr. Indecisive, I'm not gonna wait no more. Cause I got other options I'ma fully explore. Cause the love of my life could be right in front of me. And it probably ain't you, cause it wouldn't take him this long. Yeah. Mr. Inside Shit, what you wanna do? Mr. Let's be together. Now let's just be cool. Mr. One foot in, one foot out. Hey, tell me what's this all about? Right in front of you. So what you wanna do? Mr. Inside Shit, what you wanna do? Mr. Let's be together.
Something. I met my Who brothers, it's who I'm styling with. Yo, I got mouths to grit, learning now how Cali is. And I can flip it up and spit it, Harold Allen is. But I'm from where I be, cuff off Alanis. These kids is losing it, choose to do it out of spite. Sip, spit out some Sprite, guess we some lowlifes. Maybe they so right, I left my home tonight to right my wrongs in these songs and sun your delight. Flizzin' when his microphone sitting in the tree, and he left that little dame in apartment 1C. When you bump up your stereo, you need to bump me. Why? We at it again.
We got it again.
We got it again.
We got it again.
We got it again.
Said we got it again.
We got it again.
Yup, we got it again.
We got it again.
We got it again.
We got it again.
Said we got it again.
Yup, we got it again.
We got it again.
Zoegetics, enhancing lives worldwide. Call my friend Teresa Spriggs, independent distributor of Zoegetics, at 770-905-2252. Again, 770-905-2252. Zoegetics. You can email her at tspriggs@live.com, tspriggs@live.com, or visit Zoegetics at 2135 South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, Georgia, right at One Stop Auto. Again, Zoegetics, visit them at 2135 South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, Georgia, right at One Stop Auto. Zoegetics, enhancing lives worldwide. Synergy Medical Centers, LLC, medical, physical therapy, chiropractic massage. Go see my friend Dr. Francis J. Marcone, D.C., at 1985 Howell Mill Road in Atlanta, Georgia. Go visit Synergy Medical Centers, LLC, 1985 Howell Mill Road in Atlanta, Georgia. You can call him at 404-355-1322. Again, 404-355-1322. Go visit him online at www.synergymedicalcenters.com. www.synergymedicalcenters.com. Synergy Medical Centers, LLC. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Lavelle's Salon of Experience. Call today for your next big experience. Go visit Lavelle's Salon of Experience at 180 Cobb Parkway Southeast, Suite C9 in Marietta, Georgia. Inside Super Walmart Plaza. Again, visit Lavelle's Salon of Experience at 180 Cobb Parkway Southeast, Suite C9 in Marietta, Georgia. Right inside Super Walmart Plaza. You can call Lavelle's Salon of Experience at 770-423-9900. Again, 770-423-9900. Lavelle's Salon of Experience. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.